السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصل علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللهم علمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما امروا الا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين صدق الله العظيم. عن ابي موسى الاشعري رضي الله عنه قال خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال يا ايها الناس اتقوا هذا الشرك فانه اخفى من دبيب النمل. فقال له من شاء الله ان يقول وكيف نتقي وهو اخفى من دبيب النمل يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال قولوا اللهم انا نعوذ بك من ان نشرك بشيء اللهم انا نعوذ بك من ان نشرك شيئا نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا اعلم. رواه احمد. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. May Allah keep us with iman. And may Allah take us from this world with iman. Today I would like to speak about sincerity of intention. Anything good that we do, must do it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't desire praises from people, or we don't do it for some wealth or some money to get from people. We do it to get Jannah, to get Akhirat, that Allah must get happy, Rasulullah must get happy. And when it's time for us to leave this world, Allah protect us from the punishment of the grave, the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, and grant us Jannah for those without any reckoning. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned this hadith which I have recited. Protect yourself from subtle shirk. It comes into a person so secretly, like how the crawling of an ant, we cannot see it, only very close and you look, then you can see the ant. Otherwise you can't see the ant. Similarly, a person does good action, say, Ya Allah, through your tawfiq, through your guidance, I am doing these good actions. Not through my intelligence, not through my capabilities, not because of my financial position. It is only the tawfiq and guidance of Allah that we recite Subhanallah one time. We recite many types of zikrullah. We recite one para of the Quran or many paras of the Quran. We say, Ya Allah, is through your guidance, to your assistance, and through your help. We give charity donations, 1 rand or 100 rand or 1,000 rand or 1,000,000 rand. It is for the sake of Allah. We want our reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want praises from people. So there's a shirk. One is major shirk and one is subtle shirk. Shirk means to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The non-Muslims who don't believe in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah, they don't believe in the finality of our beloved Rasulullah, the final Nabi of Allah. And they don't believe in the Quran as the last and final book of Allah. They will commit major shirk, ascribing partners to Allah, aliyazu billah. They'll say Nabi Isa alayhi salam is God, Jesus is God. They'll worship idols and do all things that are not permissible for Muslims to do. And the major shirk take a person out of the fold of Islam. And may Allah protect us. will end up in Jahannam. To protect our iman, we recite this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. Ya Allah, after you have given our guidance to Islam, do not take that guidance away from us. And give us a respectable death on iman. Now, when you do a good action for somebody else besides Allah, that is a subtle shirk khafi. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, protect yourself from that type of shirk. We read salah, faraz salah, sunnah salah, nawafil salah. Whatever salah we read it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dua for sincerity is, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min an ushika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from ascribing partners to you knowingly or unknowingly. Now, we as Muslims, we must be humble. Iyakum wa zan fa inna zanna akzabul hadith. Protect yourself from having evil opinions about others. Give the benefit of the doubt to the next person. The other person got more sincerity than me, and I doubt my sincerity. And we have some of our religious scholars, Qurra, Huffaz, recording the Quran Sharif recitation, recording the lectures, etc. Some advices of Allah and Rasul, some they're sharing on the WhatsApp group, etc. So we must give them the benefit of the doubt that they are very sincere, they are sharing these advices to educate the people. That what action will take us to Jannah, paradise, and what action will take people towards Jahannam, hellfire? May Allah protect us. We mustn't make a blanket statement some ignorant people make that that person is recording because he has to make a name of himself. No, sincerity is between a person of Allah. We got no right to judge another person's intention. We must give the benefit of the doubt. Judge our own intent, our sincerity, that are we very sincere or not? May Allah grant us complete sincerity. And every day before reading our Faraz Salah, we renew our niyyah that I'm reading my Faraz for Fajr, Faraz for Zohar, Faraz for Asr, Faraz for Maghrib, Faraz for Isha. Similarly, when we do any good action, make an intention, Ya Allah, I'm doing it for you. While doing that action, may renew our intention and complete that. When we complete that action, say, Ya Allah, you accept it. Recite Astaghfirullah a few times, Astaghfirullah. And say, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allah must accept it. Now even earning our halal rosy, we earn it with the correct intention. We'll get reward for doing some business or some type of employment. The beautiful hadith of Rasulullah came across. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من طلب الدنيا حلالا مفاخرا مكاسرا مراعيا لقي الله وهو عليه غضبان ومن طلب الدنيا حلالا استعفافا عن المسألة وسعيا على عياله وتعطفا على جاره لقي الله يوم القيامة وجهه كالقمر ليلة البدر رواه البيهقي في شعب الإيمان. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he who seeks wealth, worldly things, though in a lawful way, but the intention is to boast, to acquire much wealth as to show that you are better than others, and to display his wealth, like Fir'aun and Qarun, they were proud of the wealth and the military position, etc. And they feel they are better than the poor person. We must have love, respect for the poor. A person cannot be better than the next person because of his wealth. It is through taqwa, through deen, through good action that we become beloved in the eyes of Allah. And whoever earns wealth to show off and to compete We in South Africa, we know public transport is not practical, and we need a reliable vehicle to travel. Within our income and within our budget, we buy a vehicle. But we don't go for a very luxury vehicle and to show off to Mr. somebody on the road. No, Allah don't like pride. See, this hadith is a great warning that who earns to show off, he will meet Allah on the day of resurrection, that Allah will be angry with him. Allah will be angry with such a person. Another famous surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Hakum Al-Takasur Hatta Rutum Al-Maqabir, Kalla Sofa Ta'alamun, Summa Kalla Sofa Ta'alamun. Allah speaks about the bad qualities of the non-Muslim disbelievers. The non-Muslim disbelievers, their concept of success is wealth. The more money I get, I'll be more successful. And they feel everything is in money. We Muslim, we say we need some money for our day-to-day expenses. But our object in life, not just to become rich and become a multimillionaire, all that, increase the zeros all the time. But our object is to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we earn the money the halal way. What are the good intentions we can make? See, in the same hadith, where a person earns money to show off, he'll be in the anger of Allah. The other part of the hadith, what beautiful words they are. And he who seeks worldly things in a lawful way, halal way, to be able to keep away from begging, we don't want to ask people for zakat and charities. A person that gives zakat, gives charities, is better than the person that receives. And to strive to feed or to see to the expense of his family members, and to act generously with the people around them, starting off with our neighbors, our relatives, and the local masjid, madrasa, for the salaries of the imams, muazzin, the electricity, water, the general upkeep of the masjid, and everyone that reads salah in that masjid, every student that learns in that madrasa will get the reward. Even the afternoon maktab madrasa, the people learn, the children learn the correct recitation of salah, the correct method of reciting the Quran, salah, wuzu, etc. Allah will give the reward to the generous donors. And when we leave the world, we'll continue getting the reward. And the harms of fighting for positions and name, be humble. Man tawaza'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbled themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate them. There's another hadith here. An Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma min abdin yaqumu fi dunya maqama sum'atin wa riya'in illa samma Allah bi ala ru'usi al-khalaliqi yawm al-qiyamah. Rawahu Tabrani wa isnadu hasanu. Mu'az ibn Jabal narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a slave of Allah who does good deeds for fame and to be seen of men or people, then on the day of resurrection, Allah will make it be known and humiliate him in front of all the creation that this man did good deeds only to be seen, mentioned Tabrani. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take the resurrection of three types of people. One is a very wealthy, generous person. Second is a strong, brave person who fought in the path of Allah and became shaheed in a legitimate Islamic war. And third is a person who recited beautiful Quran, who had knowledge of Islam and gave lectures, etc. Allah will ask these three people, what was your intention of doing these good actions? They will say, for the pleasure of Allah and to get Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, I knew your intention. You wanted name and fame, or you wanted money. You got your name and fame, you got your wealth in the dunya. Now in the akhirah, there's nothing for you, and go to Jahannam. There are many other hadiths regarding sincerity. But a sincere person is humble. When we go to any functions, either wedding or funeral, or there's a lecture program in the masjid, or a madrasa jalsa, Hifzul Quran jalsa, or students are graduating as ulama, etc. Now when we go to these functions, don't have a desire to sit on the minbar or the stage or to be in the front. Sit with everybody in the back, wherever you get a place, sit down. That in the function you must be the apple of the eye. No. Let everybody else sit in the front. And we don't want praises for the sacrifices of the others. The ustad, the 6-7 hours of the day, the sacrifice in the hifz class, in the darul looms, and then the students qualify as huffaz and ulama. So Allah knows their sacrifice. And whatever little donation that we gave also, not that we want the principal of the madrasa to tell us jazakallah, or every time he sees us must make us sit in the front. No, we never gave our donation to get a preferred status in a madrasa, jalsa or anything. We gave it for the sake of Allah. Undoubtedly we respect our ulama ikram, imam of the masjid, but we don't remind anybody of the favors that we do. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَىٰ إِلَىٰ قَلَّذِي يُنْفِقُوا إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Time is going. Allah says, do not destroy the rewards of your charities by reminding the next person of the favor that you did to them. You did it for the sake of Allah. Allah will reward us. Time is up. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing.